And the gospel reading was very interesting, and it really has something to do with Pledge Drive Week. It's from Matthew chapter 19, when the rich young ruler approaches Jesus. And say, how do we know he's a rich young ruler? Well, it's kind of a combination of what we find in all the gospels. One of the gospels says he is rich. Another one says he is young. Another one says he is a ruler. So slap it all together, and you've got a rich young ruler. And here's what it says here. Teacher, he approaches Jesus, what good must I do to gain eternal life? He answered him, why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. He asked him, which ones? And Jesus replied, you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all of these I have observed. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, if you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. And that's the gospel reading from today's Mass. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. It's interesting is that we covered this passage, well, we covered Mark's version of this passage in our sister program, The Faith Explained. And in that program, we're kind of going through the life of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. It's kind of like a great big Bible study. It's really exciting. And after we talked about the rich young ruler on that show a few days ago, and you can always check relevantradio.com or the app for the back episodes or go on Apple Podcasts and listen to them, we got a great email from someone who was listening to the show. And he said, Cale, I'm so glad you talked about this because I always felt guilty every time I heard this gospel that I hadn't given away all my possessions. That I hadn't sold everything and given it to the poor. I felt guilty for still having a car or, you know, still owning some items. And he really thought that this was kind of a universal directive that Jesus gave to everybody when he was talking to this rich young ruler. And really, it wasn't. It was just to this guy. And he had an issue. This particular guy had a problem, and he was attached to his wealth. He was attached to his riches, which were vast. And it was really sad because he essentially could not let these things go. If I were to summarize this conversation in just a couple of lines, you know, basically Jesus asks him, do you love God? And the rich young ruler says, yes. And Jesus says, well, then help the poor with your wealth. And the guy says, I can't do it. I can't do it. And that's really sad. He just kind of walks away in the end. And a lot of people think, just like the person who emailed us, that this applies to everybody. But it only applied to this particular guy, because for him, wealth was the real obstacle to following Christ. See, he'd kept all the commandments on the outside. And in Mark's gospel, you know, Jesus goes into a little bit more detail with him on this. And he says, listen, I've kept all these since I was young. So he, on the outside at least, it looked like he was, you know, online with God. But Jesus looks much deeper. He looks to the level of the heart. And this guy was basically in love with his money, with his wealth. And that prevented him from following Jesus. And we know this because he couldn't do it in the end. Jesus asks him to part with it, and he can't. He has to walk away. How depressing. I mean, he could have been one of the greats in the early church. He could have been, you know, a canonizable saint. But that's a great tragedy. He wasn't. And it's a cautionary tale for us. Now, that was the particular will of God for this person. We know what the general will of God is for all of us, right? To obey the commandments, to become a saint. But for this guy, again, the particular will of Jesus for him was that he sell everything. Now, for 99.9% of us, that is not the case. That is not the case. But even though Jesus does not ask us to sell everything, he does want us to be good stewards of everything. And stewardship is so important. All of us have to practice detachment, the virtue of detachment, and also poverty of spirit. That's often more difficult. Sometimes it's easier just to, you know, sell everything, give it away, and then you're free of it. What's harder sometimes is to live in the middle of the world, as most of us are called to do, and deal with possessions. We have to. I mean, we have to have, you know, in many cases, a car to drive to work or to drive our children to school or whatever the case may be. We need transportation. But how do we own something and use it for the glory of God without it possessing us?